Welcome back to the OU Global to LM and Physics phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 15th day of the month of Mar Chezhan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program, we'll say it's today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, but you can do it anytime over the weekend. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce our Natatya Shatrit of Shari Hashemayim Synagogue in Forest Hills, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shatrit slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed by the Mishaverach Zecholim with a sizable pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Shatrit back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shatrit.
Oh, thank you so much, Rabbi. I really appreciate it, and it's a big honor to be hosted on the OU Chizuk line. I appreciate the time and everything, all the efforts that you're making and all the chizuk that you're doing for Klal Yisrael. Let me start the Divrei Torah. So this week's parasha is Parashat Vayera. And Vayera talks about Avram Avinu. He's speaking with Hashem. It's the third day of his Brit Milah. And Hashem comes to visit him. It's the third day of his circumcision. And Hashem comes to visit him to do Bikur Cholin, to visit the sick. Avram sees the travelers. He sees travelers while he's talking to Hashem, and he's so desirous to do the mitzvah of Hachnachsat Orphim, inviting guests, that he asks Hashem to wait for him while he goes and does the mitzvah of inviting these three visitors, these three travelers. The visitors are really angels. The angels, when they see Avram, he invites them. Obviously, he tells them to sit under the tree and tells them, gives them food and drink and everything. So the angels, when they're there, they ask, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" Avram answers, "She's in the tent." The angels come and inform him that he will have a baby boy that year. So Sarah hears this from inside the other tent, and she laughs inside, and she says, how will she bear children when her husband is old? Avram also, when he hears the news, he laughs inside of himself, and then Hashem asks Avraham, why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say that she was old? So that's just a basic background of the, you know, what happens in the beginning of the parasha. So it said the Torah starts with chesed, acts of loving kindness. The Torah is all about doing kindness. Hashem, in the beginning, Hashem clothes Adam and Chava, Eve. And the Torah also ends with the acts of loving kindness. Hashem buries Moshe. That's an act of kindness as well. So Abraham is the forefather that is exemplary in chesed, in kindness. So in Pirkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, which contains the teachings of the of qualities for a person to emulate to reach perfection, it says, In chapter 1, Mishnah 2, Shimon HaTzadik says, Al Shlosha Devarim HaOlam Omed, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvoda, Ve'al Gimilut Chasadim. So the world stands upon three things: upon the Torah, upon divine service, and which is prayer, and on acts of loving kindness. So that's what the whole world stands on. The world exists because of the Torah, because of the prayer, and also because of doing good deeds, acts of loving kindness. So we usually understand this Mishnah on a macro level, that the reason why the entire world, the entire universe survives is because of these three things, because of Torah, prayer, and loving kindness. But we can also understand it on a personal level. The reason why a person lives, meaning that the reason why a person has meaning and fulfillment and enjoyment in life is because of these three things. Judaism is the ultimate teacher of making connections. There are three ways to connect in life: connecting to our fellow person, connecting to God, to Hashem, and connecting to ourselves. The Torah is teaching in this Mishnah the three ways to connect to ourselves, to other people, and to Hashem. So it says our world stands because of the Torah that teaches. So when a person learns Torah, it teaches us how to connect to ourselves and to better ourselves. So through Torah, we're connecting better to ourselves and learning how to become our best as we can be. For instance, it's interesting that if you notice that when people, let's say they do tshuva, so they become connected more to becoming an individual. They kind of not stop, but they break off from following the crowd and start trying to become more of themselves. So therefore, you see them getting into new, different things that maybe in the past they didn't develop, and they develop it in terms of Torah and mitzvahs. So like, for instance, if they were into art, so they become an artist for Torah, and they develop that. Or let's say they're into music, they become a musician for Torah, and they develop themselves in a unique way. And you see that each one is different. That's one of the things, that the Torah teaches us to connect to ourselves. Prayer allows us to connect to Hashem, and by davening, praying to Hashem, and doing acts of kindness is a manner of connecting with others. So each one of these things is going to give us spiritual satisfaction. So let's take the last one. When we connect to others, the best way to connect to others is through doing kindness. A great thing that we learned is that we gain satisfaction more from giving to others than from receiving. So now let's go back to the parasha. In the parasha, Avram, the angels ask, "Where is Sarah?" And the angels ask Avram, "Where is Sarah?" So Avram answers, "She is in the tent." So why do they have to ask that question? Rashi says that they ask Avraham that where is Sarah, so that Avraham will answer she's in the tent, and it'll help him to realize that Sarah's great modesty. So therefore, when he hears, oh, she's in the tent, and he thinks, oh, she's very modest, he appreciates her more. So it's a mitzvah. So what do? They're actually trying to help Avraham become more endeared to his wife. So that's a great mitzvah, that we have this mitzvah, v'havta l'ra'acha kamocha, you shall love your fellow like yourself. And when a person talks nicely about another person and endears that person to the other person, so he's helping to the other person to achieve that mitzvah, v'havta l'ra'acha kamocha. And that's one of the reasons why we don't speak badly of others, because It causes sinat chinam, gratuitous hatred. So our goal in life is to make people feel good about other people. So that's one part that the Torah that the parasha is teaching us. Hashem says, but it's interesting because then Hashem says, why did Sarah laugh? He didn't say, why did you, Avraham, laugh? Sarah and Avraham both laughed. So they said, there's a different answer. Why did Hashem ask about Sarah but not about him? So one answer is that Sarah was a bit skeptical. But the fact that Sarah was a bit skeptical, it was a reflection on Avraham. So he should, when he heard that Sarah was a bit skeptical, he should have looked into himself in correcting himself. Like there's a midrash that says that if you, let's say there's two people who have to be corrected. So if Sarah was on a higher level of prophecy than Avraham, so when Hashem would correct Avraham, Sarah would also realize that she would have to correct herself. That's one explanation. But also, Avraham should have taken that message, and he would have corrected himself, and then he'll know exactly what's motivating him. One of the things in the reason why we can get more satisfaction in life is by looking what is really motivating us in life. Is it because we're, like, for instance, in the case of Avraham, was it because he left because he was skeptical, or because he was laughing out of joy? By us tuning into what are our real desires in life, you know, spiritually and emotionally and other things, so we're more in tune with ourselves and we're better able to improve ourselves. One more last point was that Hashem says that Sarah, he said, when Sarah, she laughed, she said, how is she going to have children? And her husband is old. But then when Avraham, when Hashem says this to Avraham, so he says, how come Sarah said that she is old? So it's also another way that it's teaching us the way to be a more refined individual. That when a person, we're trying to make people look good in other people's eyes. We're not trying to bring other people down. You also learn the aspect that sometimes a person is allowed to change for making peaceful relationships. But the idea is that we're trying to find in the Torah a way to make peace, have a good relationship with others, make peace with Hashem, make peace with ourselves. And Bezrat Hashem, if we try to tune into ourselves and try to do chesed and try to do those three things of Torah, Avoda and Gimelut Chasadim, which is in Perkei Avot, chapter 1, Mishnah 2. So it'll help us to become a greater individual and connect with others and Hashem and ourselves. Bezrat Hashem, we should see Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimra V'Yameinu, Amen. Okay, so now I guess we're going to say the Tehillim. We're going to start off with the Tehillim number 20. Yeah. Okay, so we'll recite it. Lamed Seach Mizmor Le David Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Azrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatecha Yidashne Sehela Yiten Necha Kilvecha V'chol Atzatcha Yimale Niranina Bishuatecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimale Adonai Kol Mish'alotecha Ata Yedati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicho Ya'anehu Mishmei Kodesho Bigvudot Yesha Yimino אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדון אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפלו. ואנחנו קמנו ונתודד, אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו. Okay, Tehillim number 23. כף גימו. מזמור לדוד, אדוני לא אילו אפשר, בינו דשא ירביצני. עד למנוחק. ינחל להני נפשי שובב ינחני במעגלי צלג למען שמו גם כי אלך בגץ המוות לא ירא כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשנתך המה ינחמוני תערוך לפני שוכן נגד צורריי דשנת בשמן ראשי קוצר רווייך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Okay, next to Tehillim is Kuf Kaf or Kuf Kaf Aleph. I'm not sure. So we'll do Kuf Kaf Aleph. 121. Okay. So Shir Lamalot Esayinayel Harim Anyavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Ose Shemaim Va'aretz Ayten Lamot Raglecha Al Yonom Shomrecha Hine Lo Yonom Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilecha Al Yad Yemenecha יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני שמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני שמור צאתך ובאך מעצה ולולם. Now, 130, which is קוף למד. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך, אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך כשובות לכל תחנוני. אם הבנות תשמוריה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אם חסה לך למען תברא, קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והבא עמו פדות. והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל אבונותיו. So now we will say the Zehiratzon. Let's see. Let me just find it here. Okay. So I'll say it, and then everybody will have a chance to enter their say the names of loved ones that need a refuah or yeshua, if they need shiduchim, if they need healing, if they need parnasa, if they need a good sustenance, any kind of prayers that they need, please insert them after we say the Achenu. Okay. Achenu kol Beit Yisrael hanetunim b'tzara ובשביה העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשעבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi. Thank you, and thank you to all of the listeners for participating.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shadrit. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Tova for good. Please join us on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day and an early Erev Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.